Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to look at the brand new way of managing Android SDKs in Visual Studio for Mac. Now, previously, we took a look at how to manage Android SDKs, but we've redone the tooling, and it's super integrated and super awesome in Visual Studio for Mac, and I needed to show you so you know where to take a look around when you get up and running in Visual Studio for Mac and want to install the latest and greatest versions of the Android SDKs. So let's hop over to Visual Studio for Mac right now. So here we are, and what we're going to do is simply come in and click on Visual Studio up top in the toolbar. Now, I have Visual Studio Community Edition. It works with any edition of Visual Studio. And what I'm going to do is click on Preferences. And when I do that, it's going to pull in all the different preferences that I've actually gone over previously. And what we're going to see is under SDK locations, I can tap on Android or Apple. Now, you can also get to this by going to Tools, SDK Manager under Android. That will bring you directly into the screen. Now, under this screen, we're going to see three tabs: Platforms, Tools, and Locations. Locations have always been there, and this is the location of where your Android SDK is, NDK, and your Java SDK, which were installed for you automatically when you installed Visual Studio for Mac. Now, Platforms is probably where you want to be. And in fact, it will automatically detect all of our recommended SDKs that you should install, or SDKs or tools that you already have installed that have updates available. So I always recommend updating the latest non-beta versions that to be around with and playing with. So as you can see here, when I have Android SDK Platform 25, it's already installed, and if I uncheck it, it'll say one component to remove. Here I'm just going to leave it because I need that. Now, if I go a little bit further down, under 7.0, API level 25, we can see that I actually have some Android system images for the emulators that actually have an update available. Those have been checked, so they would be updated automatically for me when I click Install Updates. I can scroll down even further, and I can detect and see multiple things, what versions I have installed here, and how big they are on disk. We can see I do a lot of actual Marshmallow and Nougat development, so those are the largest that I have installed because I have Android emulators associated with them. Where under Android 15 for Ice Cream Sandwich, I only have just the SDK. And in fact, you may be tempted to just go and say, give me everything, I want it all, because I want to do all the development here. But do you really need all of the sources, the MIPS system images, and everything else? Normally, when you're doing development, you'll only need the Android SDK platform and possibly an additional system image if you want an emulator. That's up to you, though. Now, once you have everything picked out in Platforms, you may want to take a look at the tools. The tools are specifically around the versions of the emulator and the SDK platform and build tools that are installed. Now, I always like to pair my specific build tools with the version of the SDK that I have installed. So I have version 25, so I have the latest version of the build tools 25 installed. And the platform tools are always basically the latest, and you can get the updates there. But I always like to pair my build tools back and forth. And then there is the Android emulator, which is shipped, that you can also update. There's additional extras. There's lots of goodies in here, such as the Google repository, Google Play services, and some other features down here that you may need for legacy that are coming from the Android SDKs. But when you're all done and ready to go, you just simply hit Install Updates. This will go off and download everything in line, and we can see the status coming in right here. And if any time you need to stop, you can just hit Cancel, and it'll go ahead and stop the downloads and bring you back, and you'll be back to where you started with in the Android SDK Manager. But now, if you ever need to get back from it, it's as easy as going in, going into Tools, Preferences, going down to the SDK locations, and tapping on Android. You'll find all the different SDKs that you possibly need. There you go. It's super crazy simple to get in, manage your Android SDKs with the new integrated Android SDK Manager for Visual Studio for Mac. Hope you found this video super useful, so make sure you subscribe over there, wherever it's at on this page. Until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show, and thanks for watching.